Bitcoins. Have you heard of them? Maybe you haven't, but more are starting to every day. Bitcoins are digital currency, and they were created in 2009. I spoke with AL.com columnist Alex Walsh. He's been following the trajectory of Bitcoins for years.
You can't really buy a whole lot of stuff with Bitcoin. You don't really know what it's going to be worth next month or next year. And if I tell you that my phone is worth 1,000 Bitcoins, I don't think that really gives you a whole lot of information. So from a currency perspective, it performs pretty weakly. If there's one thing it's really good at, it is enabling people to buy things anonymously online. That has really been, I think, a big driver of its popularity.
I also spoke with Dr. Benton Gupp, chairman of banking at the University of Alabama College of Commerce, and I asked him his views on Bitcoin's rising popularity.
Bitcoins are increasing in popularity, but they are not going to replace currency. Currency refers to legal tender. That means money that you can use for all debts, public and private, that is backed by the U.S. government or some other government. Bitcoins are a cryptocurrency. You can exchange it for goods and services between willing parties, but they're not backed by anything whatsoever.
For Dr. Gupp, it is obvious Bitcoin's popularity has been affected by the digital revolution.
We are moving increasingly toward digitalization. Everything is being done on your cell phone, your iPad, or whatever the case may be. So increasingly, transactions, financial transactions, are being done online.
According to the Washington Post, Bitcoin was worth 75 cents in April 2011, and then worth more than $30 that June. In November, it went down to $2. And then back up to 5 in early 2012.
Right now, I think there are maybe 2 million Bitcoins in existence online. And the way that it works is if you get enough computers and computing power dedicated to the task, you can mine Bitcoins for yourself. The supply of Bitcoins is controlled in a way where the supply of them will continue to grow at a very steady pace.
Another advantage is that it can be used for illegal purposes and can't be tracked. So there's been quite a lot of illegal activity using Bitcoin, and some of the government agencies have busted the Silk Road, money laundering, that sort of thing, and that will probably continue.
The worth of Bitcoins is volatile and always changing. For WVUA 90.7, this is Chris Beecham reporting.